Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Doing this podcast is great, but I like live events even better. So I'm doing a live event this Thursday. Yes, this Thursday, August 15th, 2019. The good news for all of you is, no matter where you are, it's going to be online so everyone can attend. This event is targeted specifically to all salespeople, freelancers, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, anyone who has the opportunity to set your own price. Would you like to increase your fees, increase the prices that you're getting, stop negotiating on price, stop lowering your price because you're dealing with people who won't pay you or don't have the money, or stop thinking that you're not worth charging more fees and stop presenting yourself that way so you can actually charge more and actually get it? That's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to teach you a new method for increasing your consulting and freelancing fees by 220% or more. And you don't need to become famous. You don't need to put out 1,000 episodes of a podcast, and you don't need to write a best-selling book. That is going to be this Thursday online. It is a completely free event done 100% by me, Dre Baldwin. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/live, L-I-V-E, workonmygame.com/live. And you can register for this free online training happening this Thursday, August the 15th. Once again, that is workonmygame.com/live, L-I-V-E, for a live event happening online. You don't need to travel. You don't need a plane ticket. You don't need to get a hotel room. All you need to do is turn on your computer, and you will be live with me on this Thursday, August the 15th, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. That is workonmygame.com/live. Be there. Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies and I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. You are now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is segmenting what you like from what you love. And there's a reason why we need to be clear. We need to make sure that you understand a clear distinction between the two, because it takes passion, love, to make it through the challenges, the long periods of non-success, the setbacks, the failures that are inevitable in anything that you choose to pursue long term in life, whether that be a business, a relationship, playing a sport. There, all of these things are going to come up. There are going to be long periods where nothing's working. You will face setbacks. There will be things you try that absolutely don't work. You will go through a ton of challenges from the outside and from within. You got to have some passion. You got to really be committed to something to make it through all of that and come out on the other side and still be going. If you only like something, you're interested in it, then that's not going to be enough. That's not going to push you through all of that. You'll fall off somewhere along that line. While these exact same things will occur, challenges, non-success, setbacks, failure, they will occur when you're doing stuff that you like. You may not go any further with the things that you like. I've done many episodes on passion here, and any of you who's looking to figure out, you know, what is my passion or what's my purpose in life or where, you know, could I dedicate my energy? How can I start to figure it out? I refer you to a couple of episodes that are in the archive. Episode number 944, the topic is purpose being the most important thing in life, most important element to achievement. Episode number 677, how to stick to your purposes amidst life's challenges. Episode number 469, no deadlines on bringing your purpose to life. So go refer to those again, archives at dreallday.com/podcast. And today's topic, once again, as we get into the points, is segmenting what you like from what you love. You need to understand the difference between the two, because if you only like something, no matter how good you are at it, you will not make it through the challenges and setbacks and failures that are inevitable to hit you. So you need to figure out what you actually love, where you have some passion and you're also good at it and have the capacity to maybe be the best at it. That's the thing you need to be doing. And hopefully you can make some money from it too, because everybody got to eat. Point number one, things that you like, you usually do those if and when you're good at them and if and when there's a reward attached to it. Something that we like, that's how we can describe it. We do it when we're good at it and when we can get something from it. We usually don't do things that we like just for the sake of doing them. Not the things that we like. Now, you might like selling cars. The reason you like selling it is because you get paid for doing so. You wouldn't sell cars for free, right? And whenever I talk to someone who's, people ask me, you know, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with my life, or maybe they think what they're doing right now is the thing they would do with their life. I ask them, okay, what do you do right now? And they tell me what they do for a living. I say, if you weren't getting paid for it, how much time would you spend doing that thing? And oftentimes people just laugh. Like, they'll laugh at the silliness of the thought. They say, I wouldn't do it at all. I would never come in here again. I would never even think about this thing again. Okay, then you only like it because you're getting something from it. All right, that's the thing that you like. That's not a passion. Passion is something that you would do even if you weren't getting paid for it. Now, that doesn't mean that you wouldn't make any money at all. It means you would figure out a way to do that thing, maybe on the side, maybe as a hobby, maybe as a side hustle or something, even if you did something else full time. That's what a passion looks like. That's what it looks like when it's something that you love. You're only doing it because of the payoff that you can get from it, i.e. a paycheck most of the time is what it is. Even if you're really good at it, it may just be something that you like. And you may not even like it. Some people do things that they get a reward for that they don't really like, but they're doing it because they want the reward. And I'm not even telling you that that's a bad thing. But if you want to have a fulfilled life, you want to be doing something that you love, not just something that you like. All right? We don't feel fulfilled by doing things that we like. We feel fulfilled when we're doing things that we love. I've been asked many times over the years, even way back, well, starting way back in the YouTube basketball video days, people would ask me, Dre, are you ever going to do a camp, a basketball camp or a camp, or do some clinics for players or be a basketball trainer? People even ask me, would I ever be a basketball coach? Would you ever do any of those things? And my answer has always been no. My answer is still no to this day. And the reason why my answer is no is not because I wouldn't be good at training basketball players or putting on a camp or a clinic or giving some instruction. I'd be pretty good at it. But the only reason I'd be doing it is for the money. I'm not passionate about it. See, if I was passionate about training basketball players, I'd be outside. I'd go past the basketball court, find some players who look like they need some help, and I'd just start helping them out just to help them out. No cameras, no attention, no posting on social media. I'd just be doing it if I was passionate about it. See, when you're passionate about something, you find ways to do it. You find ways and opportunities to do it. Even when there's no reward, there's no attention, there's seemingly no payoff for it, you're doing it anyway. There was this movie I watched called Blue Chips. Some of y'all might remember the movie. It was Penny Hardaway and Shaquille O'Neal were actors in this movie. And this was back in the 90s, maybe before, I'm not sure, Penny and Shaq were both even in the NBA when they did this movie. Maybe both of them were, but it was early in their careers, early to mid 90s. And the coach in the movie, it was the actor was this guy by the name of Nick Nolte. But he was the coach of this basketball team, had recruited Penny and Shaq. That wasn't their names in the movie. They were a college basketball team. He had recruited them to play for his college team, and they were doing well, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not even going to go into the movie. But at the end of the movie, this guy who was the coach, he resigned from his coaching position, Nick Nolte. And when he was driving home after resigning, going through the press conference and resigning from his coaching job, which was like a big blow to everybody, he looked out of his car window while he was driving, and he saw a couple of young kids playing basketball on a playground. And the coach pulled his car over by the side of the park, went into the park, and he interrupted these two kids, and he started teaching them whatever they were working on. He started teaching them how to do it the right way and showing them how to do it better. He basically started coaching them. And he was coaching them not because he was getting paid for it. He had just resigned from his job. Not because he was getting any attention for it. Nobody was watching him. Not because the camera crews were following. I mean, the movie film was filming, but nobody, I mean, you understand the scene. Nobody was watching him. He was doing it because it was his passion to coach. His passion was just to help basketball players develop. If you don't find yourself doing things in the essence of the story that I just gave you, then you're dealing with a like, not a love. If you're only doing it for the money, you're only doing it for the payoff, you're only doing it for the attention, you're only doing it for, all right, now everybody knows me for this thing, you're dealing with a like. I don't care how good you are at it. All right, if you're really good at something, but you don't love it, you don't ever catch yourself doing it outside of when somebody's paying you for it, or outside of you're getting something in exchange for it, that's a like. And you can't build your life around the things that you like. Point number two. Today's topic is creating a clear distinction between what you like and what you love. When you love something, you would do it just for the pure enjoyment of doing it. As I already explained, as I told you, the coach, Nick Nolte, did at the end of the movie Blue Chips. As I told you, well, as I didn't tell you, I would ever do when it comes to training basketball players or doing camps or clinics or coaching. I would never do that just for the love of doing it because I have no love of doing it. I would do it for the money, but I wouldn't do it for the love of it. Michael Jordan, when he was playing, he always talked about having this clause in his contract, which was called the love of the game clause. And I don't think there's any player in the NBA these days who has this clause in his contract. He might have been the first and the last player to have this. The clause in the contract that Michael Jordan insisted, he told his agent, insist that this be in the contract, is that Michael had the right to play basketball anywhere and anytime he wanted, and he did not need approval of his basketball team in order to do it. See, the thing with something that a lot of people don't know is that NBA basketball contracts are set up in such a way that certain events, that if a basketball player wants to play in them in the offseason, they have to be sanctioned by the NBA. In other words, the NBA must approve of their players participating in certain events in order for the players to contractually be allowed to play. I.e., if something happens to that player in the process of playing, they have some contractual protection. And there are some events that are non-sanctioned, meaning no NBA player will play in it simply because if they get injured in that game, their contract could be voided and their living, their well-being is also voided. Michael Jordan put a clause in his contract that said, I can play anywhere I want. I don't need sanctioning by the NBA. I don't need anything in my contract. I don't need anyone to approve of it. And I'm going to play anywhere. And Jordan told the story in one of his books how he was going to play in this. It was like an alumni game for North Carolina basketball players because he went to school in North Carolina. And the management of the Chicago Bulls contacted Michael before the game because they found out he was going to play. And they asked him to not play. And Michael said, I want to have a good relationship with the management of the Bulls. So, okay, I'm not going to play in the game. He told them he wasn't going to play. But then he gets to the game. He was going to come and just support. He was going to be there but not play, to support his teammates, so support his ex-teammates and friends and have a good time as a fan spectating the game. And when he got to the game, he saw that the Chicago Bulls management had actually came to the game to watch it and make sure that Michael honored his word. And Michael said, I got so pissed off when I saw that they actually showed up to the gym as if they didn't take me at my word that I went back into the locker room and said, give me a uniform. And then he played the whole game in front of the management of the Bulls just to let them know, listen, I gave you my word, trust it. But the point that I'm making here is he had a love of the game clause in his contract that said he could do whatever he wanted when it came to playing ball at any time with nobody's cosign. And this is maybe at many points, or at a few points at least, the highest paid player in basketball. Now, had he gotten injured in any of those events, the Bulls, may have been able to void his contract and not have to pay him anymore. If he had gotten injured, he might not have been able to help the Chicago Bulls win their next championship or win their next game had he gotten injured in any one of these random games that he insisted on playing in based on his clause in his contract. But Michael Jordan loved the game so much that he was willing to risk that. He probably didn't even think about that. That wasn't on his mind because he wasn't doing it for the money. So he was doing it for the love. He was willing to risk that because he loved the game so much to play. Personally, I don't play sports competitively anymore. I'm not playing any leagues, tournaments, or anything like that. But I still go to the gym every day because I love the experience of doing the work every single day. And that's why I open the show every day talking that exact thing. I love the results that I can get from it, how I feel, how I look, how I can perform. I love that as a result. That's why I go to the gym and work out every day, even though I'm not getting ready for a game or a competition or necessarily to beat anyone in a direct battle. When you love something, this is the point here, point number two, you do it just for the pure enjoyment of doing it, regardless of the rewards or payouts, so to speak, that you get from doing it. What in your life fits that description? You're trying to figure out your purpose, your passion. What in your life would you do with no money coming in for it? And you just keep doing it. What in your life, actually, let me ask a better question. What have you been doing that even though you're not getting paid for it, even though you're not getting a lot of attention for it, you just do it anyway? Or if the attention and payments went away, you would keep doing it. You would find a way to at least sneak it in on the side if you couldn't do it all the time. It's a very, very important question for you to have an answer to. Point number three. Today's topic is understanding the clear difference between what you like and what you love. Understand something. The only path to fulfillment in life, as I said earlier, is to choose something that you love and do it as a career. Now, maybe you can't make it into a career. Maybe the career that you're in right now, it satisfies your situation. It pays the bills and maintains your lifestyle. And you have people depending on you and you can't just changing things just that easily because you got certain things set up a certain way. I understand. So if you can't make it into a career, at least find a way to do that thing consistently so you can feel that fulfillment while you take care of your responsibilities, the logical side of things, on the other hand. It might take you some time. It might take a lot of work, but you're willing to put that time in and do that work to set yourself up in this way. Why? Because you love the experience. You love doing that thing. You love the feeling you get from being involved in it. And be careful not to allow what other people love to infiltrate what you like. In other words, don't let someone convince you that you should be doing something that you only like because they love it. I've seen this often with parents who want to push their kid into playing a sport. And then when I talk to them about it, they say, well, I'm not trying to do that. But if you talk to the kid, it's a different conversation, if you understand what I'm saying. Some of you parents who are listening to this right now, I'm talking about you. Don't allow what you love to infiltrate what somebody else likes. They might not love it the way that you love it. And if they don't want to do it, then you're going to have to fall back. And you, on the other hand, don't allow the things that you like, don't allow other people to influence you and convince you that you love it because they love it. If they love it and you don't, recognize it. And then you got to have the willingness to step up and speak up. Like we talked about in yesterday's episodes, you can see how all of this stuff connects. Have the communication skills to express that, listen, I like this thing, but I don't go any further than liking it. There was a guy who I grew up on, the block that I grew up on, there was an older gentleman. He was probably a generation older than me, probably my parents' age. At the time that I was growing up, and we used to play basketball in the back driveway. And I was home in Philadelphia a couple years ago. I saw him. And he was telling me about his young son, who was so young he couldn't even talk when I remember him from playing in the driveway. He said, yeah, my son is in college now. And he said my son was playing basketball. He was playing at this certain high school, and he was doing pretty good, and he was putting up pretty good stats. And I was sitting there talking to my son. This is this older guy talking to me. So I was talking to my son about, what are you going to do for college? You want to try to get a scholarship? You want to walk on somewhere? And the man told me, he said, Dre, my son told me that, I don't really want to play basketball anymore. I'm not really into it like that. I liked it. I was good at it. Maybe okay, whatever. Maybe potential college player, but I don't love it. So I don't want to play anymore. So the boy stopped playing basketball. He went to college, and the gentleman said to me, I told my son, listen, it's all good. If you don't want to play ball, it's cool. I'll pay for you to go to college. You just got to maintain a certain GPA or whatever he was saying. And I'll pay for you to go to college. As long as you maintain that GPA, you don't have to play another second of ball if you don't want to. Now, that was what impressed me about that was that the son felt comfortable enough to tell his father that he didn't want to play basketball anymore. I've met a lot of sons who don't feel comfortable enough to say that to their father. Or maybe the fathers have not allowed the son to feel comfortable enough to say that to their fathers. That's usually what it is. Not the son's fault, it's the parents' fault. And again, I've seen this too many times to even enumerate here on this podcast. Your loves doesn't have to be anybody else's loves. And your likes should remain likes. Because if they were loves, you wouldn't have to try to make them likes. You don't have to force it. It just happens. Let's recap today's topic, which is segmenting what you like from what you love and understanding the clear difference between the two and why the difference matters. It takes passion, people. It takes a love to make it through the challenges, the long periods of non-success, the setbacks and the failures that are inevitable in anything that you are in for the long haul, whether that be a business, a sport, or a relationship. While these same challenges, setbacks, failures are inevitable to occur when you're doing things that you like as well, when you're dealing with things you like, you could just give up and not go any further because you only like it. You're not that bought into it. And I've done many episodes on podcasts, purpose rather. Number 944, 677, and 469. Look those up. Point number one, the things that you like usually do if and when you're good and there's a reward attached to it. You don't do them just for the sake of doing them. You might like selling cars. Maybe you're good at it, but you only do it because you get paid for it. Would you go sell cars if you weren't getting paid? No. People ask me, Dre, would you ever do a camp or a clinic or be a basketball trainer? I say, yes, I would do it for the right amount of money, but I wouldn't do it for the passion. I wouldn't do it for the love. Those are the things that I like. And you need to know the things that you like and keep them in that like box. Point number two, when you love something, you would do it just for the pure enjoyment of doing it. Michael Jordan had a love of the game clause in his contract that said he could play basketball anywhere, anytime, however he wanted to. I don't play sports competitively anymore, but I still go to the gym every day. So I love the experience of doing that every day and the results that I get, how I feel from it. What are the things that you are doing right now in your life that you're not getting any specific payback, tangible payback for, but you do it every time because you just love it that much? That is a hint into your passion. Point number three. The only path to fulfillment in life is to choose something that you love and do that as your main thing. If you can't do it as your main thing, at least do it as a solid side thing at worst. It might take some time. It might take a lot of work to situate yourself in such a way, but you'll be willing to do it because you love the experience. Be careful not to allow other people's loves to infiltrate your likes or to push your likes onto somebody else's, your loves rather, onto somebody else's likes. All right, you must have the communication skills, if necessary, to let people know that, you know what, I only like this, I don't love it like you. Or if you're in a power position, authority position, to let people know, listen, I love this, but if you don't, I want you to feel comfortable enough to express that to me. What's going on in the game group? There's a lot going on. What's not going on in the game group? In the game group, you already have access to every episode of the Work On Your Game podcast, every audio course that is coming out. In the future, we have master classes on figuring out your likes versus your loves. If you are trying to figure that out and figure out your passion, figure out your purpose, check out those master classes that are in there now. And there is, of course, as always, more on the way. More information on the game group for those of you who are not members. Get it at dreallday.com/game group. And don't forget about the forum where any question you have, challenge, problem that you're dealing with, success that you wish to share, post it in the forum. You will get a detailed answer from me, guaranteed. That's at dreallday.com/game group. Work on your game. Dreallday.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode
Work on your game.